Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3510BN. Today's date is November 26, 2024, and the title of the episode is Deep State No Longer Powerful. You're witnessing the destruction of the old guard. Accountability. Can you believe it? Gold just hit another record. But here's what's really interesting. It's been doing that a lot lately. It's up 33.26% year to date. While election drama has everyone else nervous, gold investors are sleeping pretty well. Makes sense. For thousands of years, gold has been the grown-up in the room during uncertain times. That's why investors are moving to Noble Gold Investments now. Not tomorrow, not next month, now. Don't miss out. Visit x22gold.com today and bag up to 10 1-ounce silver Trump coins or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar with a qualifying account. That is x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of an investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see that they are now struggling. Why are they struggling? Because they don't have the power that they used to have. They're not in control of the media. They don't have the people on their side. They've lost the narrative. Trump is replacing all those individuals in government. They're now running like rats. So they are no longer as powerful as they once were. Because as soon as Trump gets into the White House, what happens? Well, think about all the leaders at the top of the FBI, of the DOJ, of the CIA, the FDA, the CDC, and every other agencies. They lose their power. So they are no longer powerful. And this is one of their last stands to try to stop Trump. Now, it doesn't mean that they're going to give up. It means they're going to go all out to try to make sure that Trump does not get into office. And I do believe that is what they're pushing. Remember, they had a multi-level plan coming into the election. And they took that plan. Instead of cheating with ballots, they decided, okay, we'll cheat on the local level. We'll try to get as many people in as possible into Congress. But on the national level, we're going to have to take a completely and utterly different strategy because the ballots aren't going to work. The election is too big to rig. So we're going to have to do everything on the back end. I do believe this is why we have Biden right now pushing as hard as they possibly can to start a war. Now, as he keeps pushing a war, as he keeps saying, yes, you have the ability to use the mines, you have the ability to use the missiles, fire them into Russia, you have the ability to do all this, and maybe we'll even send over a nuclear weapon over to Ukraine, people are going to start to say, wait, does this guy have all this together? Because he seems like a little crazy here trying to start a war. And they might use this to actually have him pushed out and Kamala pushed in. Or he might resign on his own, because every day that passes, you could see that he's no longer functioning the way he used to function, which is very, very interesting. So I do believe they shifted everything to the back end right now, and their multi-level plan, even though it's all connected, they're going to try to keep Trump out of office. And as they try to keep him out of office, they're going to try to find something to use on him, like an insurrection. And they're going to try to use the 14th Amendment. Now, they could use something else to try to use the 14th Amendment to make sure he doesn't get into office. But I think this is all going to fail. And this is why they decided, you know what we're going to do? If we can't keep him out of office, just like if we can't keep him from running in the election and winning in the election, we'll have to move to our next plan. Our next plan is World War III. Let's kick that off. Let's push World War III into high gear. Let's destroy the economy. Let's have chaos in the country. Let's do all of this. Because again, every day that passes, and as we get closer and closer to the 20th of January, they know that their time is limited and the power that they have is limited. Remember, they still have people in these different agencies. When Trump gets in, yes, they're going to try to stop him. They're going to try to push back as hard as they possibly can to make sure he doesn't get his people confirmed. But I do believe Trump has a multi-level plan to get these people confirmed. Now, he knows that the Senate is going to push back very hard. Now, he has some candidates that will just fly right through this. They don't even care about the background check because they know, hey, this is part of the deep state. He's part of us. Let's just bring him in and hopefully we'll be able to control this person and they'll be working for us. The other candidates, which they are very, very afraid of, they're going to push back very, very hard. And I do believe this is why, for those candidates, Trump decided not to go with the FBI background check, because he knows the FBI would come back and say, no, this candidate is no good. We reject this candidate. Look at the background check. And of course, they'll probably make something up to actually try to convince everyone that this isn't a viable candidate. And I think Trump knew this from the very, very beginning. And this is why he decided to bypass the FBI. And that is one part of his plan. The other part of his plan is to actually push the recess appointments. Now, he knows that McConnell, Collins, and Thune and the rest, they're going to push back very, very hard, where they're going to try to keep the Senate in session all the time. So there will be no recess appointments. Now, I think Trump knows this. He knows exactly what they're going to try to do. And again, the Constitution doesn't explicitly say that the Senate has the last say. It says they are an advisory type of board, but they don't make the final decision. So if Trump actually goes back to the Constitution, he can bypass all of this. He doesn't even need the Senate, which is very, very interesting. Remember, this is the executive branch. So he has many different avenues. And I do believe the last one is to actually adjourn the House and the Senate, put them in recess, and then all of a sudden he can have all the recess appointments he wants. So he is setting up a multi-level plan to get his people through. And the deep state players, they know this, because once his people get in there, what are you witnessing? You're witnessing the destruction of the old guard. And they know they're going to lose a vast amount of power once he gets these people in here. And this is why you can see that every day that passes, they are pushing World War III as hard as they possibly can. And at this point, you know that Trump is in touch with all these leaders. Trump, he's been speaking to these individuals, and he's going to negotiate peace in the end. And I think people are going to see a very, very big difference between the D party, the fake news, and all those people that are pushing war, NATO and the rest, compared to Trump and his team, who is going to be pushing peace. And I think this is going to wake a lot of people up. And the other thing that's really interesting is that Scavito has been putting out a lot of posts on X and on Truth. He does it on both. And he is actually talking about accountability, about how we went through these last 4 years, how they just tried to intimidate, how they tried to arrest, how they tried to, you know, shut down Trump's presidential race. And Scavino right now is talking about accountability. And I think in the end, we are definitely going to see accountability, because think about all the things that these people have done to Trump, his team, his family, and everyone else. And think about what they've done to the people of this country by bringing them through this process, these 4 years where they've been destroying the country. People have been killed because of open borders. People have died because of open borders, because of all the drugs that are coming into this country. People have lost their jobs because the economy is failing, and they lied about how well the economy is doing and how many jobs that they're creating. They've been brainwashing our children in school with this woke agenda. I mean, think about all the things that they've been doing and how the people have been suffering this entire time. I mean, yes, Trump has been suffering quite a bit. He's been taking every single arrow, every single sling for we the people. But again, in the end, he needed to go through all this because he is the leader. The leader is riding ahead in the white horse saying, I'm in the lead, you follow me, and I will bring us through the battles. I will bring us to the end where we win the war. That's what a real commander-in-chief does. And we could see he is the real deal. And he's never given up. He's never folded. He's never complained. He's never done anything. All he's done was taken everything that was thrown at him, and he kept pushing forward. He said, everyone, follow me, push forward. We're not giving up. And then the elections came, and what happened? We took back the country by electing him. Now, we need accountability, and we need to keep the country. Because again, if we don't have accountability, what do you think they're going to do in 4 years from now? They're just going to take everything and reverse it. What do you think they did after his 4 years in the White House? They took everything and said, oh, wait, you're building the wall? Screw that crap. We're going to leave that material on the ground. I know it's paid for. We're going to open up the borders and bring it in every single person. Oh, wait, Your economy was really great. You had the Keystone XL pipeline. You were energy independent. Well, we're going to reverse that, and we're going to do it our way. Oh, wait, you had peace in the Middle East? Ah, screw that crap. Let's make some war out there. That's what they did. So if we don't have accountability moving forward, what do you think is going to happen in 4 years? This is why these 4 years are so vital. This is the main battle right now. We need to win this war in the end. And I do believe with Trump, with the people behind him, with the military, I do believe we're going to win this war. And we're going to be talking a lot more about this, a lot more about the war and how Trump and the Patriots are actually in control of everything. Now, we know there's a lot of people now leaving X because, again, they're going to Blue Sky and they think it's going to be a lot better over there. But again, what are they bringing over? Well, they're bringing over the hate. They're bringing over the pedo people. And basically, it's going to be a cesspool of hate, pedophilia, child trafficking, human trafficking. And they're just going to be censoring everybody, themselves, everyone. They're just going to be at each other's throat. It's going to be absolutely incredible to watch. But who's the latest to leave? It looks like Mika Brzezinski from Morning Joe. She is leaving X right now. Does anyone really care? I don't think so. Because again, what always happens, these people seem to always come back sooner or later, which is very, very interesting. And we can see the fake news. The media, they're trying to make the case that Elon Musk cannot own any type of news organization because he's crazy. He's not sane. So wait a minute. So Elon Musk, who built huge companies, who's a multi-billionaire, employs a lot of people, is building rocket ships, building an electric car, building all these robots and everything else. He can't run a news network, but Bill Gates, who pushes vaccines, kills a swath of people in Africa from vaccines, who is pushing chemicalized goop food on the people. This is the perfect guy to own a news organization that lies to the people. Well, once again, you could see they're a little confused and they don't have any say in this whatsoever. Anyhow, if Elon's going to buy it, there's nothing they can do to stop him. Just like when he purchased X, they tried to stop him. They tried everything they could, but there was nothing they could do. And you know what he did? He purchased it and they all freaked out. Did they all leave when he purchased X? Did they all go to Blue Sky at that point? How come they didn't? Ah, that should tell you everything you need to know. And the other thing that could tell you everything you need to know is that having the open borders, all people are seeing now is crime everywhere. We have the Venezuelan gangs. They're in all the different cities. And New York City is a disaster waiting to happen. Andy Kaczynski put this out and said, CBS New York reports there is a growing concern among the police over an increase in Venezuelan gang activity across New York City. The NYPD believes gang members are recruiting children living in migrant shelters and members have blended with those who arrived in 2022. And this is very concerning because we see this in many, many different cities. And when chaos breaks out, what do you think these gang members are going to do? Do you think they're just going to sit there and say, we're going to try to stop this chaos? No, they're going to join into the chaos. They're going to loot. They're going to kill. They're going to actually take over certain areas. They find opportunity in chaos. And I do believe this is why Tom Homan is ready to bring out the troops and he's ready to round all of these people up. And any blue governor, blue mayor that stands in the way, who breaks the law, they're going to be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. And he's making this very, very clear. And I think some of them might get the message, but others, they'll just have to be arrested. And he'll just have to go into the cities and clean it all up, go into those states and clean it all up, which he's going to do anyhow. Because again, with the Aliens Enemies Act, he has the ability to do this. Now, he might not start using the act right from the beginning. He'll probably want to see if people cooperate. But again, in the end, he will have all the power that he needs. Now, like we said in the economic report, Trump, he placed tariffs on Mexico, on China, on Canada, and he is now using the tariffs as pressure. And he wants Mexico to stop the flow of drugs coming into the city, stop the flow of illegals coming to this country. And the same goes with Canada. And Canico the Great put this out and said, President Trump plans to use tariffs on Mexico and Canada as leverage to combat illegal immigration and the flow of fentanyl into the U.S. You can already see how this will unfold. Legacy media will ignore the full story, mostly leaving out that this is a negotiating tactic designed to protect America's interest. Meanwhile, people on X and other social media platforms will see through the noise. They'll recognize the strategy for what it is, a bold move to stop illegal immigration and the deadly flow of fentanyl into U.S. communities. Even the few who still trust legacy media will begin to question them when they realize the tariffs are conditional on these nations addressing these wildly unpopular issues. The legacy media's coverage of President Trump often relies on deception by omission, but their monopoly on information is over. Americans are tired of the lies and propaganda. They don't want their cities overrun with illegal immigration and fentanyl. They want a leader who will stand up for their interest and take decisive action to stop it. Now, once Trump mentioned that, remember, he's not even in the White House yet. He's still the president-elect. Trudeau decided to call Trump just 2 hours after Trump threatened Canada, Mexico, and China. And Trudeau was reportedly quick to respond to Trump. And Canada released a statement. Canada is essential to U.S. domestic energy supply. And last year, 60% of U.S. crude oil imports originated in Canada, read the statement issued by Trudeau. We will, of course, continue to discuss these issues with the incoming administration. So once again, they're trying to use the amount of energy that they send to the U.S. But think about it. Trump, he made this country energy independent before. Once this country's energy independent and Trump increases the tariffs, who's going to have the leverage? Is it going to be Canada? No, it's not. And you really think it's going to take that long for Trump to make this country energy independent? No, it will not. He's already now just letting them, putting them on notice. Listen, this is what's going to happen. Now you have to make a decision. Make a decision on what you want to do. We can do it the easy way or we can do it the hard way. Some countries might want to do it the hard way. Some countries might say, you know something, we're not going to do this. Mexico, they're threatening tariffs on the U.S. But you have to remember, 80% of their products come into this country. So in the end, they are not going to win. Trump knows this already. Do we really need these countries? No, I think in the end, what's going to happen if with all these tariffs, if Trump does place tariffs on these countries, it's going to force, number one, companies to come back to this country. And it's going to put a lot of pressure on Mexico and Canada because they won't be making sales and their economy is going to suffer. And if companies, corporations decide, you know something, we can't take this anymore. We have tariffs at 100% and Mexico is still not doing what Trump wants them to do. We can't stay here anymore. We need to come back to the U.S. And remember, the U.S. is going to become energy independent. The U.S. is going to remove all the regulations. In the end, Trump is going to win. Now, in the very beginning, it might not seem that way. But again, he's opening up the negotiations. And this is how it begins. And I do believe in the end, Trump is going to win this battle because he has all the leverage. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that Jeffrey Epstein, Diddy, they have a lot of information. They have a lot of video. They have a lot of documents that show there are a lot of people that are involved in their sex network. And what's very interesting is that Senator Marsha Blackburn said that Facebook is trying to silence her attempt to speak out about Epstein's horrific sex trafficking ring. She said, Facebook is trying to silence me and stop me from speaking about Jeffrey Epstein's horrific sex trafficking ring. Big tech and the media have been trying to cover up his alleged abuses for years, and they'll even go as far as censoring United States senators who want to bring transparency for the American people. And Blackburn shared screenshots showing how her post asking followers if they want President Trump to make Epstein flight logs public was flagged by Facebook as either clickbait, engagement bait, or other options potentially violating Facebook content moderation policies, which is absolutely ridiculous because, again, there's a U.S. senator saying, should we make this public? You think Facebook has something to lose? Do you think there are people that are pressuring Facebook to say, hey, let's block all of this because they're involved with Epstein? Absolutely. And we could see now that they are panicked. See, whenever they censor, whenever they try to block this type of stuff, it means they're panicking. It means they don't have control, because now we have people out there saying, we would like to release it. And they're asking the public, would you like to see it? Now, when the public says we want to see it, what are they going to do? They're going to try to shut down everything? They might. And this is where the communication blackout might come in. Because once this information starts to come out, I do believe they'll try to censor as much as they possibly can. But in the end, when they can't control it, especially on X, especially on Truth, especially on Rumble, this is going to be very, very difficult for them. And think about it. As we approach war, they can make the case as, hey, we didn't shut this down. This was a cyber attack from Russia. It was a cyber attack from North Korea. It was a cyber attack from Iran or China. So you could see how all of this is now coming together and how they can make the argument that it just so happened to coincide with the war and the cyber attack. And that's why all the platforms are either down or you can't get to the platforms. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have the ability to override all of this with certain countermeasures. And I do believe Starlink is one of them. Now, the other thing that is very interesting is we know that Alex Jones, who is the owner of InfoWars, he was sued by the Sandy Hook parents, and they're auctioning off InfoWars. And it looks like The Onion is looking to purchase it. But they're also trying to get Alex Jones' X account, but Elon Musk is saying, absolutely not, you're not going to get the X account. Because if you read the terms of service, the accounts on X are governed by the X terms of service. And basically X, they actually own the account. So they don't have to give the account over to The Onion, which is very, very interesting. I think everyone should understand this moving forward. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know Trump, the Patriots, Elon Musk, Vivek, they've been telling us that they're going to be shutting down a lot of different agencies. And I think a lot of these agencies, they do more bad than good, like the ATF, for example. They try to push rules and try to convince people that they're laws. And then they try to say that it's illegal to do something. But remember, Congress is the only body that can create a law. The ATF cannot. And the ATF, they've been doing a lot of bad things. Remember, they're part of the criminal syndicate, just like the FBI, DOJ. And either it has to be cleaned out or discontinued. And it looks like Representative Eric Burleson, he is looking to abolish ATF. And I don't think it's going to be a bad thing. Do we really need all these different agencies? I mean, I think most of the people seeing the videos of these ATF agents knocking on people's doors saying, hey, do you own this type of weapon or do you own this type? It's none of their business. Do you have a warrant? No, I don't have a warrant. So why are you here? Well, we need to find out. No, you don't. Again, do we need these type of agencies? No, we do not. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that we know that Bolsonaro, who's the Brazil Trump, he was indicted because he colluded to assassinate Lula da Silva. Now, once again, do you really think Bolsonaro colluded to assassinate anyone? Well, I don't believe that is the way it happened. And now we've come to find out that there is a trove of leaked audio recordings from late 2022 that reveal high-ranking members of Brazil's army discussing efforts to pressure Bolsonaro to carry out a coup and remain in power. So there's 53 audios obtained by the federal police, and you could see that they were trying to push him into doing this. And what's very interesting is that the Supreme Court Justice Alexandre de Moraes, he oversaw the investigation. Isn't he the same one that put a lot of pressure on Elon Musk? He's the guy that looks like Voldemort with the cape and everything. So that is very, very interesting. So you could see it looks like it was a setup. It looks like they entrapped him in all of this because they were trying to remove him. It's almost like what they were trying to do with Trump, huh? with all these indictments and everything like that. They were trying to remove him. You see, this is what the deep state players do. And you could see that they play a very, very dirty game. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is just yesterday, I think it was yesterday or the day before, the report came out that Trump wanted to basically remove all transgender troops from the military. And you know why the deep state players are putting this out there. And yesterday we said that, well, wait a minute. These individuals have to go through a psych test. These people we have to see if they're able to be combat ready. They can handle what needs to be done. And it looks like the Trump transition team, they completely shot down a report from the British newspaper claiming that Trump is planning an executive order that would remove all transgender troops from the military and prevent transgender people from joining the military. Because I do believe you have to take this on a case-by-case basis. It's almost like saying, hey, by the way, all the people with brown hair, you can't be on in the military anymore. And once again, you can't just lump everyone into one group. And they're going to have to go through all these people. Because remember, right now, the military, it looks like it's completely and utterly messed up. Do I think we're going to see woke parties? Do I think we're going to see military men dressed up in heels and wigs? No, I don't think that will be allowed. I think they're going to have to abide by the uniform of the military. They're going to have to wear the proper attire. And in their, let's talk about our health. Countless Americans will waste time, energy, and money this year trying to reduce wrinkles, but failing because they missed the real problem, which is a decrease in their natural collagen reserves. Let me explain. Scientists found that after the age of 20, your body produces about 12% less collagen each decade. If you experience an excess of sagging skin or wrinkles for your age, you may be collagen deficient. Plus, knowing you should supplement collagen isn't enough. You have to use the right types of quality source collagen to have the best chances of reducing the appearance of aging. This is why I take this magic secret powder to revitalize and rejuvenate my skin, unlike typical collagen supplements found on store shelves. This product is highly effective because it combines the top five critical important types of collagen for skin health. It's formulated to help reduce visible signs of aging, reduce wrinkles, promote a youthful glow, promote elasticity, and promote skin hydration. If you want to do your skin a favor, get it today while it's 51% off only at healthwithx22.com. Plus, if you order today, you'll get free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, a free new ebook titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and free shipping. Once again, that is healthwithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description. Private life, they can go ahead and do whatever they want as long as they're not bothering anyone. But again, if they're mentally able to actually do their duty, there's no problem with that. If they're not, just like anybody else, they should be removed. And again, what are they trying to do? They're trying to get the trans community very, very angry at Trump. And this is what they always do. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, it looks like there was a peace deal that was made between Israel and Lebanon. And the open source intel put this out and said Netanyahu addressed the cabinet saying that while the ceasefire agreement is not ideal, it avoids a greater risk. The U.S. potentially imposing a unilateral decision in the Security Council to halt the war, which could lead to sanctions against Israel and limit its ability to respond to future violations. He explained that without an agreement, Israel could face both a ceasefire and a restricted action. Securing a two-month extension with a U.S. commitment to retaliate against any breach is a better alternative under the circumstances. So the Biden admin is twisting Israel's hand as a departure gift. And the IDF right now, they are racing to complete missions before the government, the Israeli government, accepted the brokered deal of a ceasefire with Lebanon. And they're going to try to complete all their missions before a 60-day pause begins. So this is going to be very, very interesting. And let's see if the ceasefire actually holds. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that the Council of American Islamic Relations, CAIR, C-A-I-R, they will be forced to open its books and reveal its source of funding after a defamation suit it filed against a former employee. Now, this completely and utterly backfired. Do you think CAIR really wants to divulge who's funding the organization? And this is going to be very, very interesting. Most likely, it's going to be foreign entities. It could be Soros. It could be those people that we know. And now they're going to have to show everyone where their money is coming from. Let's see how that plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is we could see that the war is definitely building up, not just out in Ukraine, but with Iran. And right now, the U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, their forces conducted a strike against an Iranian aligned militia weapons storage facility in Syria. The strike is a response to an Iranian aligned attack against U.S. forces in Syria. So now we have Iran hitting U.S. forces. We have U.S. forces hitting Iran. And I do believe this is probably going to escalate as time goes on, just like we see it's escalating out in Taiwan. Right now, the U.S. military is going to set up temporary bases to deploy missiles units along Japan's southern islands in the event of a Taiwan contingency. So the report said that under the first part of the joint U.S.-Japan operation plan, a new Marine Corps unit designed for island hopping in the Western Pacific, known as the Marine Littoral Regiment, will be deployed with HIMARS rocket systems along the Ryukyu Islands. So we can see that already the U.S. is placing missiles, placing troops in this area. China is going to see this. They're going to see it as a provocation. China is going to make a move. The U.S. is going to bring in more materials. You could see where this is all going, just like it happened out in Ukraine. As soon as Biden said, hey, by the way, you can have the long-range missiles and you can fire them into Russia. The U.K. said it. France said it. And now look where we're at this point. But you could see the individuals within NATO, the military chairman of NATO, Admiral Rob Bauer, they're all now calling for a preemptive attack on Russia, and it should be considered. So it is confirmed these people are psychopaths. It is confirmed that they actually really want a war. They're being instructed to have this war because, again, those people at the top, they know what's waiting for them, and they need this war. Remember, this was all part of their 16-year plan to bring us to a nuclear war. And what's very interesting is that Russia has now said that if the U.S. transfers nukes into Ukraine, this would be viewed as an attack on Russia. And once again, it seems like this is very, very similar to the Cuban Missile Crisis, but it's actually reverse now. Remember, Russia was bringing in ballistic nuclear weapons to Cuba. Now the U.S. is bringing nuclear ballistic missiles or intermediate range missiles with nuclear warheads into Ukraine. So are we going to see a standoff? Is it going to be very, very similar to the Cuban Missile Crisis? Is this going to be the precipice? It's starting to seem that way. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and just yesterday we said that France and the UK, they're going to be sending troops to Ukraine. The question is, if France and the UK have troops in Ukraine and North Korea fires back, let's say that happens, not saying it's gonna, or let's say a Russian soldier fires back and they kill a UK soldier, they kill a French soldier, does that trigger NATO Article 5? Think about this for a second. Are they part of NATO? Are they going to say, whoa, wait a minute, you just brought the UK into the fold here. Now, the UK is at war. I mean, they are at war now, but this would really bring them into war if this happens with France. Did this just bring them into war? Does this trigger Article 5? That's very, very interesting. Clandestine put this out and said, just an observation. Trump and his orbit have not said anything over the last week about the Biden regime and NATO nations provoking Russia and trying to start a nuclear war. Even Elon has been quiet about the subject. My question is why? Seems odd. Because I do believe that Trump is now sitting back and he's looking at the situation saying, why interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves? Do I think he's going to say something at the right moment at the right time? Will he say something when we're at the precipice? I mean, think about it. Go back in time. Trump let everyone know about 2.5 years ago that we're going to end up in World War III and it's going to be a nuclear war because of the Biden administration, because of the deep state players. He said this going back a long time ago. He even said that China was going to go into Taiwan. So here we are today. Trump is very quiet. He's allowing the enemy to do what they do best, show the people the truth that they want war. And then Trump steps in as we reach that precipice, maybe a Cuban Missile Crisis type of scenario. And Trump steps in because we have different leaders calling upon him. The people of America are calling upon him to actually usher in peace and negotiate the entire world out of World War III. So I do believe, again, we're still in the Great Awakening. Yes, we have a lot of Republicans. We have a lot of independents. We got some D's, but I think we need the rest of the country on board. And this is going to bring the majority of the country to his side. Because remember, this is about taking back the country and keeping it. It's not about just winning this election, putting Trump into office where he can't do anything. They stop him at every turn. His 4 years goes by with nothing happen. And then all of a sudden they cheat in the election again because we couldn't remove their cheating system. Nothing was put into place. And they bring someone else in and it's all over. That's not what this is all about. This is about destroying the old guard. This is about taking back the country. And to take back the country, you need the people of this country. You just don't need the Republicans, because how's that going to work out? You just don't need the Republicans and the independents, because how's that going to work out? You need the majority of the country on your side. And I do believe this is why he's bringing, this is why he's allowing the deep state, I should say, to go down this path, because in the end, they're going to see Biden, Harris, Obama, the fake news, these deep state players. They want to kill you with nuclear war. Trump wants you to live with peace. This is going to be the difference. And a lot of people are going to wake up, just like they're going to wake up with what really happened with COVID. And James O'Keefe is doing incredible work going undercover and exposing not just the border, but now exposing COVID. James O'Keefe put this out and said, "I probably shouldn't be saying this out loud," NIH chief confesses. "COVID health initiatives were completely made up. I don't even know if these vaccines stop you from getting COVID. They don't. We're all going to learn about vaccine safety when it's too late, as Pfizer and Moderna are just getting a bunch of money. Vaccines were accelerated through the approval. We fly under the radar of being scrutinized. I don't think I have too much to worry about. Trump victory, worse for the NIH. It would be better for a Democrat to be in office." So it looks like everything that they told us, once again, was fake, phony, and false. And I think the truth is really going to come out, how the FDA, the CDC, Fauci, they made up all this fake science and they convinced you that masks worked. Oh, they convinced you, put up a plexiglass shield. That's going to protect you. Hey, you know what? Stand 6 feet apart. That's going to work. Don't touch anything that's out in the sun because it might be infected with COVID, which we know the sun kills the virus. And everything that they've told us is a complete and utter lie. Even the vaccines, that is a bioweapon. That is a lie. It doesn't stop transmission. It doesn't stop you from getting it. It actually makes you sick. You know what they did? They actually hid the truth from the people. The truth is ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, those were the cures. And they hid it from the American people. Instead, they sold you on a bioweapon that makes you sick as anything. It gives you heart problems. It gives you myocarditis. It gives you cancer. It makes you infertile. It's absolutely terrible. And what they did to the American people and what they did to the people around the world, all of these people should be brought up on charges. They have knowingly pushed this on the people. And it never had to be this way. Just like we never needed DEI, it never had to be that way. But again, when you have these people in charge and they're pushing this kind of stuff, telling you it's incredible and teaching our children, and as our children go to college, they're teaching them there, well, everyone starts to believe it. But now you could see it's all being reversed. Robbie Starbuck is doing an incredible job going after companies that are pushing DEI training. And now you see a massive amount of companies reversing their decisions. He went after Walmart. He went after Harley. He went after many different companies. And now you can see they're now backing off. Right now, Walmart, they have joined Ford, John Deere, Toyota, and other major companies in ditching the DEI initiatives. Elon Musk responded to this and said, "The tide has turned, and he's absolutely right. And you can see out in Missouri, Attorney General Andrew Bailey, the court has left Missouri's law banning child mutilation in place, and this is a major, major victory. Mutilation is not health care. And when you look back in time, and I think you could see it very, very clearly now, think about all these trans people coming out saying that they are women, saying that I'm a woman, I can put on a wig, I can put on makeup, I'm a woman, but they can't define a woman. And now they're going into women's sports, they're taking women's jobs. And think about how this all started. And I think the rabbit hole on X through a meme really explains it well. It says, congratulations, you played yourself. First wave feminism, we want to be equal to men. Second wave feminism, we don't need men. Third wave feminism, we are men. Fourth wave feminism, we are women, which means the men now are women. Think about that for a sec. How they did this. Remember, the deep state players, they are very, very patient and they wait. Because remember, they just can't spring this on the people, because if they do, the majority will reject it. So they have to do this very, very slowly over generations to actually brainwash the people and convince them that this is the correct narrative. And they've done this with the economy. They've done this with wokeism. They've done this with pretty much everything. And now, once the people wake up, they can see all through this. And it's very, very clear. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Biden, he is proposing $35 billion handout for Big Pharma's lucrative weight loss drugs. So he's going to hand out Ozempic. A lot of people are taking Ozempic to lose the weight. But again, you have to remember, these drugs, they're really meant for something else. There's a lot of side effects. And most of these drugs, they don't know the long-range ramification of these drugs. So why would Biden hand out $35 billion worth of Ozempic and other weight loss drugs? Well, first of all, who's paying for it? Oh, that's right, the government. So this is a handout to Big Pharma, and it's putting all these people onto this drug. And you know what's going to happen later on? They're going to have other illnesses where then Big Pharma is going to have to basically issue another drug to combat the side effects of that drug. And you could see that this is not going to end well, and you could see exactly what they're doing. Instead, why don't we follow RFK Jr.'s model? Why don't we tackle the food supply? Why don't we get rid of all the chemicals? Remember, they placed all the chemicals in the food. And yes, there's different agendas with the chemical. But think about it. They had to make the food cheaper and cheaper and cheaper as time went on, because the currency that we use, the Federal Reserve note, lost value over time. And if you kept the food supply the way it was, people wouldn't be able to afford food. Look at organic food, and then look at the food that's filled with chemical goop, that's boxed. Look at the price difference. You could see very, very clearly that organic food is maybe triple or quadruple or even more than what the boxed food are. Like if you look at, you know, like SpaghettiOs or anything like that, you can get that stuff for like a dollar something. But again, when you look at the chemicals, it's all chemicals, because they had to substitute the actual food with chemicals and artificial flavors to make up for what's real. And they could do that very, very cheaply. And yes, that was one agenda. The other agenda is to poison America, make them weak, make them fat, make them doughy. I think we could see that very, very clearly. Just like we could see very, very clearly that the deep state players, they are definitely planning something for inauguration. Libs of TikTok put this out and said, TikToker says he's joining forces with people to plan something for inauguration day to interrupt it. This sounds like a threat. Maybe the FBI, the Secret Service, maybe they should look into this. That's very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is we know that Jack Smith, he dropped the case. But again, you have to remember that he just didn't drop it. They're still pushing the narrative and going after Trump. But what's very interesting about all of this is that Eddie Scarry put this out and said, liberals straight up admitting in the New York Times that their lawfare campaign was purely political. So they admitted that going after Trump was purely political. They had nothing on him. And Jack Smith, yes, he dropped the charges. Yes, He has something in there where he can go after Trump and others later on, but he's going to release a report when? Right before Trump is sworn in. What do you think is going to be in this report? Are they going to try to use this report to stop Trump from being sworn in? I do believe so. Are they going to use this report to make their base and Antifa and the illegals angry to start and maybe push chaos? Most likely, yes. And you can see this is timed. But Mike Davis has a message for Jack Smith. He said the following: Jack Smith and his office must face severe legal, political, and financial consequences for their blatant lawfare and election interference. This includes a federal crime probe for conspiracy against rights under 18 U.S.C. Section 241. He said if Biden pardons someone, like, say, Hunter or Jack Smith, they can no longer invoke the Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination to avoid testifying before Congress or grand juries. If those pardons refuse to testify, they can face new charges for criminal contempt. Ah, yes. So let's see how that plays out. And remember, going back in time, and Wokeness put this out, in 2017, they said Comey will get Trump. In 2018, Mueller will get Trump. 2019, Avenatti will get Trump. 2020, A.G. James will get Trump. 2021, A.G. Garland will get Trump. 2022, Smith probe will get Trump. 2023, D.A. Fannie Willis will get Trump. 2024, D.A. Alvin Bragg will get Trump. Every step of the way, they have failed. But we know that they haven't given up, and they're going to keep pushing forward. And Charlie Kirk, he said something very, very interesting. He put this out, and it says, there is something critical people must understand and absorb it completely. Yes, the Jack Smith case and the rest of the lawfare assault against Trump has been defeated, but only temporarily. The maniacs who devised the nationwide legal onslaught against President Trump showed themselves to be utterly devoid of basic morals, respect for the Constitution, our norms and traditions, and any sense of fairness or good faith. Most of the perpetrators remain employed, and all the tools remain for them to pick up right where they left off, when not if they get the opportunity. Hear me clearly. They will try this again. That is why those responsible for these desecrations of our republic must be held accountable. Those who coordinated the unprecedented legal assault against Trump, January Sixers, pro-lifers, church-going Catholics, and others, must be made an example of. Many should be fired. Others may need to be indicted, perp-walked, and incarcerated. That's not retribution. It's justice. It's what must be done to safeguard America's future for our children. If you attempt to turn our home into a third world banana republic, you must pay a very heavy price. Our nation was saved by a historic confluence of miracles, but we will need saving again in the future, and we cannot simply move on this time. The same cretins will regroup, and a line in the sand must be very clearly drawn now. Never again, not in America. And he's absolutely right. And you have to remember, everything the D's have done, everything the deep state has done, what did they do? They set precedent after precedent after precedent. There's a precedent to investigate, to prosecute, to go after their taxes. Everything that they did to Trump, he can now do to them. And I think Trump mentioned this once before. Pandora's box has now been open, and it has. And Dan Scavino, he put this out and said, remember, executive privilege was eviscerated from one administration to the next. Compliments of Joe Biden, which means they set a precedent, and all of this can be used against them if they so desire. Now, they might just follow the rule of law because they have so much on them that they don't need to go down this path. But again, you could see the deep state players. They know what's coming. They know if Trump gets his people in there, which I do believe he's going to, they know that it's game over for them. They lose all power. They lose power in the DOJ. They lose power in the FBI. They lose power in the CDC, the FDA. They lose power in the intelligence communities, in the ATF, you name it. They lose power everywhere. Where do they have power? The fake news? Nobody's listening to the fake news anymore. So they lose power everywhere. And this is why they're going to push back with everything that they have. Insurrection Barbie put this out and said, Oklahoma, your senator sucks. Senator Langford tells CNN that Trump's appointees will go through a lengthy confirmation process, praises the intelligence community as if they are heroic, and confirms he is not sure Pam Bondi will be impartial. So they're already letting you know that they're going to try to push back as hard as they possibly can. But you have to remember something very, very important. Trump knows this. We all know this. We know that if these individuals, and I'm not talking about Marco Rubio, I'm not talking about Bessent, I'm not talking about those people that are going to just easily go through the confirmation process. I'm talking like people like Pam Bondi and others, maybe even Kash Patel, who would make a great FBI director. I do believe he should be the FBI director because he would bring the hammer of justice down on all these people. And this is why they don't want him in there. This is why if he gets nominated, they are going to panic like we've never seen before. They might even just run for the exits before he's even in there because that's how afraid they are. I mean, think about it. He took apart the entire Russian collusion thing and told a story on how they did it. They never thought anyone would be able to figure it out, but he did. Absolutely unbelievable. And this is why they're so afraid, and this is why they don't want him to be FBI director. Me personally, I think Cash would make an incredible FBI director, and I think he should be, because he would clean house like we've never seen before. But we could see that there is proof that they're going to try to stop Trump at every turn. Justin Deschamps put this out and said, if you need any more proof Trump means business and likely plans to obliterate the swamp and forever make it impossible for the deep state to ruin the lives of Americans, watch this. Senator Blumenthal is very carefully saying that he is mobilizing Congress to essentially cripple Trump as the commander-in-chief, the supreme leader of the U.S. military. Why would they be doing that unless Trump plans to do something so sweeping they're willing to expose themselves with such a blatant move? Personally, I think Trump is going to finally expose the military-industrial complex, put a stop to the endless wars, and maybe even disclose the decades-long unacknowledged special access programs that have hidden important technologies from Americans for our great loss and their great benefit. And I do believe he is absolutely correct in this. And Dan Scavino, he's been saying a couple of very, very interesting things, telling us not to forget, telling us how they came after him, Trump, and we the people, and we need to actually hold these people accountable. First message is all the tactics. I will never forget it. Try to intimidate me, try to silence me, try to break me, try to destroy me. MAGA. Then he put this out. Many people's lives were destroyed over the past 4 years since we walked out of the White House on January 20th, 2021. A relentless barrage of knocks on the door, on the front door at home, served subpoena after subpoena after subpoena after subpoena over the past 4 years. I have lots of questions. Then he put out karma. So it looks like we're going to get accountability. And what's very interesting, and 17 Absolute Redo 76 put this out, there's only one post with the word karma. Dan Scavino, this is at 1:16 a.m., and it says karma. Drop 663 is the only drop that mentions karma. 663 just so happens to mention Klaus Eberwein. Why does that matter? Klaus Eberwein was a former Haitian government official whom was due to testify in a corruption hearing involving the Clinton Foundation. Problem is, he was found dead of a suicide just days before the hearing. As an added bonus, he owned a pizza restaurant, which I'm sure was just another coincidence. Double bonus, drop 116 makes mention of a crumb dump incoming fast. For those new to Q, a crumb dump signifies that Q was about to make a lot of drops with relevant information. And I do believe this information is going to be coming out, and it's going to be game over for the deep state players. This is going to lead into one thing, into another, and the whole thing is going to unravel in front of the deep state players, and they will not be able to stop it. And we could see that Trump and the Patriots, they are making moves and counter moves. The enemy is trying to start war. Trump hasn't really said that much about the war, but I do believe in the end, he is going to get the people on his side and he's going to usher in peace. And once he places these individuals into position, this is when the fun really starts. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be a snap of a finger. Everyone's in the position. Everyone's good to go. Because, again, they're going to try to stop them at every level. But I do believe he has that planned out, just like everything else. It might not seem it as we go down this path, but I do believe he already has certain things planned out, ready to go. And once we get people in position, it might take a little while, or it might happen right away if he adjourns the House and the Senate. But I do believe once these people are in place, that's when the fun really begins. That's when we have accountability. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.